be the six, you gotta be on that boat. Doesn't want to be in this
Good evening. It's Motzei Shabbat. We're going to be reading from the Zohar from Parashah Balak. And we're starting with section one, the bird, which in Hebrew is Tzipor. Tzadi Pei Resh. Which is a significant number in Gematria. 37 represents the concealed part of the Bina, of the name of God connected to Bina at 63. So 63 minus 26, the Gematria of the Tetragrammaton leaves 37. And 37 therefore represents the concealed aspect of the name of God, the letters that are concealed when we say Yud Kei Vav Kei. And therefore, 10 times 37 is 370, which is the gematria of the word Tzipor. And therefore, we're talking about the perfected aspect of concealment connected to Bina, a very significant number. Verse 1. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu Vayar Balak Ben Tzipor Vegomer Rabbi Shimon Amar Vayar Maim Re'aya Chama Re'iya V'day Mamash Chama B'mashkov Kufa Dechav Mita V'chama B'eino Chama B'mashkufa Dechav Mita Kima Diktiv V'yashkev Avimelech Melech Pelishtim Be'er Chachalon Mai Be'ar Chachalon Kada'a Be'ad Chachalon Nishkefa Vat Yabav Bev Em Sisra Ela V'day Chalon dechach meta diznave shulte lechon dechochavaya veinun chalone dechav meta vechad chalon it dechol ach meta be sharia uvachame man dechame Beikara dechav meta ofaka veyer balak dechach meta delay. And Balak, the son of Tzipor, saw. Rabbi Shimon said, he saw. What did he see? He responds, it is definitely a real vision. He perceived through the gaze of Chachma, and he saw with his eyes, meaning the eyes of Chachma. He noticed through the perception of wisdom, as it says that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window. What is the meaning of out at a window? It is as written, the mother of Sisera looked out at the window. It is assuredly the window of Chachma at the corner edges of the stars. That is the window that is mentioned with reference to Sisera's mother and Abimelech. And these are the windows to Chachma, meaning that there exist many windows, and there is one window where all wisdom prevails. Whoever looks at the root of the Chochmah can look through it. Here too, and Balak saw through his Chochmah, meaning his own private window. The verse is talking about the meditative process. It's talking about the Merkava, the chariot. It's saying that Balak saw while he was in meditation. He went forward, he went out, he went inside himself to go outside of himself. And as he was going outside of himself, he went to the level of Chochmah, where he looked through a window to see wisdom, to see the future, to see portents, whatever he saw. But it was a real vision, according to the Zohar. Very significant. He saw what he saw. And then he proceeded to manifest that by following his reactive mode. And the important point for us to learn is even though you see something as truth, if you're being reactive, it's going to manifest through your reactive actions. But if you see something as truth and you don't want it to change, change yourself, and you quite possibly are capable and might change so that the vision you see, your expectation of what will happen, will change and it will manifest in a more peaceful, merciful manner. This is what this verse is really hinting at. Verse 2. Ben Sipor Kimadi Amru Aval Ben Sipor Mamash Deha Harasho Havo Bechama. Zinin Dehahu Tsipor Mekashkash Beishva Mifrach Beavira Avedo Vadim Vilachesh Lecheshe Vahu Tsipor Hava Ate Vahu Ishba Bemume Bitsav Tsifa Kame Biaile Bikluv Chad Mikatar Katartin Kame Vihu Oda Le Kama Milin Aved Harasho Umsaf Tsifa Ofa Ufarach Vitas Ligabe Galu Enaim Vioda Le Vihu ate vikol milo vihahu tzipor havo. The son of Tzipor is, as they said, that he was a descendant of Jethro, who was also called Tzipor. However, he was the son of Tzipor, literally a bird, actually, meaning that all his dealings were with birds, since his witchcraft dealt with a variety of that bird. He took a bird, struck the grass, and let it fly in the air. He performed acts and whispered incantations. And the bird would return with the grass in its mouth, chirping for him. He would then put her into a cage and burn incense for her. And she would inform him of some things. He would then perform witchcraft, and that fowl, meaning the bird, chirped and flew and wandered in accordance with the one whose eyes were open. who gave her his message, and she would return. All his words came through that bird. The Torah tells us not to deal in witchcraft, not to deal in these kinds of things that are being described here in this verse. Torah teaches us not to do them. But here the Zohar comes and brings it to us, and it's from this that we realize and we learn a very significant message. Yes, the Torah says do not do them. It does not say do not study them, because we need to know how to protect ourselves when we go out as part of the chariot. When we do our meditations and we go out and meet these entities that this bird was connected to, which is the way it's described. The bird went out. I'm looking for the excuse me, the words. It flew and wandered in accordance with the one whose eyes were open, who gave her his message. And she would return and speak those words to Balak. We are to study these techniques. We are not to do these techniques. A very significant difference from the halakha, as it is normally understood, but it's actually, if you read the halakha in Hebrew, you will come to understand the truth of my statements. Verse number 3. Yoma chad avad ovado. V'natil hahu tzipor, ufarach v'azil v'iatakav, v'latahava mitzta'ar, v'nafshe adiata chama achad shalchova, te'eshadetas avatre v'yokid gebfo. Kedain chama, mad chama v'dachil, mikamayhu t'Yisrael, ma shemei dehahu tzibor, yadua v'kol inun dim sham shei, v'yedei l'sham shah, behahu tzibor. Layadin harasho kima dehava yada balak. One day he performed his acts and took the bird. She flew away and left, tarried and did not return to him. Balak was saddened, and before her return saw a flame of fire that flew after the bird and scorched her wings. He then saw what he saw and was afraid of the children of Israel. What is the name of that bird? It is Yadua, which is from the Hebrew word known. None of these, those who make use of and know how to make use of that bird, know its witchcraft as well as Balak knew it. The purpose of this verse is to continue our knowledge of this witchcraft. And it's an attesting to the Zohar is attesting that Balak was the most knowledgeable person in this particular area of witchcraft. Doesn't really describe what it is. Perhaps it will later on, and eventually we will come to know it because there are people who have expressed that through the Midrash. Verse 4. V'kol hachmata dehavayada v'hahu tzipor havayada v'haki hava aved nachin keme ukatir ketarta hafe reshe v'gachin v'yamar yihu amar ha'am v'tzipara achiv ativ Yisrael, Ihu Amar Meod Bitsepara Ativ Rav. Excuse me. Al Shum Rav Ilaav Deazil Behu Shavim Zimnin Tzaf Tzifu Davida Ihu Amar Dal. Vitzipara amar rav kedain dachil diktiv viagar moav mifne ha'am mayod ki rav hu vadai. All of the wisdom that he acquired came from that bird. This is what he used to do. He bowed down before the bird and burned incense, covered his head, bent over, and spoke. He would say, the nation, and the bird would reply to him, Israel. He would say, much, and the bird would respond, many. The Hebrew word is rav, meaning big or many. In the commemoration of the Great One, the Hebrew rav that traveled among them, they whispered to each other 70 times, Balak and the bird. He would say four, and the bird would say much. He then was afraid, as is written, and Moab was sore afraid of the people, because there were many. Assuredly, Rav. He saw the omen of the bird being scorched, being burned. The bird was telling him that there were many of the Jewish nation. It was threatening. He was so frightened by these communications, but the communications were not in clear ways. He was just so used to it that he read it the way he wanted to. And this is a lesson to all of us, to let go of your agenda, hearing what you want to hear, and look for actual truth. What did the bird say? Let's look at it from our perspective. He said the word, the nation, and the bird responded, Israel. Okay, it's establishing a framework. We're talking about Israel. He would say much. What is that asking? Much to do. Much meaning, what should I do? Much meaning, give me a set of actions. And the bird would respond, many. Rav. And this constant repeating of the word Rav to his many inquiries from different directions kept teaching him that, oh, there are so many, they're going to overpower us. Instead of saying and expecting them to treat him with human dignity. He owns the land, he owns the property. We need to pass through it. We ask permission. We pay for our way. This is the way people need to act with other people. But why do you expect them to not treat you this way? Because they're your mirror. You don't treat them. You don't treat other people that way. You're going to be treated the same way. We need to learn this and remember this and constantly deal with this. We create what we receive. Verse 5. Uvzine charshin dekastiel kadma ashkechan Tetzafrada havo avdin lebezimin yedian mikasef meurav bedahava resha tedahava puma dekesef kadpo min choshet kalal meurav bekaspa Gufa de dachava de nuktin de notse de kesef raglin de la de dachava beshavyan bekfuma lishan de hahut sipor yadua. In the variety of witchcraft, ancient Kazdiel, we first found that this bird was produced at specific times from mixed silver mixed with gold. Silver is the secret of right column, chasadim, and gold is the left column, hachma. And they used it to produce and put together that bird to be likened to holiness, as a monkey to people. Just like holiness, hachma of the left, is blended with chasadim of the right. They wanted to draw it that way. However, since they have no power of unification of the central column, everything results in the aspect of refuse. The head, the first three sephirot of the bird, is from gold, meaning the refuse of gold. Her mouth was from silver, meaning from silver refuse. And her wings, chesed and gevurah, from light copper, that is left, blended with silver, that is right. Since each one is comprised of right and left, the body is of gold with round points of silver in her feathers. Her legs, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod, are from gold, and they place in her mouth the tongue of that bird, Yadua, since the tongue is Dat. And since the Klipot have no Dat, they have instead Yadua, which is the English word known. There's a big metaphorical secret here, and I don't understand it myself because I don't have the knowledge yet. But when the time comes, it'll be given to me. But again, we don't have to use this knowledge. We just have to study it to know how to protect ourselves. And how do you protect yourself from these mixing of the materials? By keeping the pure and impure in your life separated. That's your protection. Verse 6. Vishavyan lehahu tzipara v'chalon chad ufatchin kavan lekabel shimsha uvlelya patchin kevan lesichara Mekatrin, Katartin, Vyavdin, Kharshin, Vyomaan, Lashim, Shahuvlelia, Omaan, Lasikara, Vidavdin, Shiva, Yomin, Mikan, Ulhalla, Ahulishana, Mekash keshab gefuma dehahu tzipara naktin lehahu lishana b'machata tedachava v'hi mimala rav revan megarma v'zkola chava yada balak Bitzpor da ad ben tzipor, ugin kach chayma, ma de barnash, achara la yakil lemin da, vela yakil mim leme cheme. The place that bird is, they place that bird in that one window. of the ones mentioned above, and during the day they open the window in the direction of the sun that rules by day. At night they open the window in the direction of the moon, which rules by night, and they burn incense and perform witchcraft. During the day they conjure the sun to bestow its abundance, and at night they conjure the moon. And so they perform for 7 days. From then on, that tongue is already rattling in the mouth of the bird, but it is still unable to speak. Then they puncture her tongue with a golden needle, and she speaks great things on her own. Everything that Balak knew came from that bird. Therefore he was called the son of the bird, and he saw what other people were unable to know and could not see. The verse is explaining that Balak was a master of this witchcraft, and he learned everything from this bird, and that was sufficient for him. He didn't want to learn other forms of witchcraft. He had everything from this that he felt he needed. And that's another lesson for us to learn, to constantly grow in many different directions. That's the end of the class tonight. Thank you very much. The end of the section. Are there any questions?